because part of life is enjoying. And being Labor Day weekend, I started thinking all the labor we do on ourselves. Well, most of us, when we first start the spiritual path, we want it right there, right now. We want it yesterday instead of tomorrow. And we work so hard, and it's like knocking against the door that won't open. And through the years of learning patience, I remember when Dr. Bartlett first told me, the first step on the spiritual path is patience. So, and you can't get from here, from the first step to where you're wanting to be, until you learn how to be patient, till you stop where you are, and you learn to smell the roses. When I was a little girl, I was in the Methodist church, and one day they were singing a song. Someone was singing a solo, and the solo was, "My sheep hear my voice, and they come at my call." When I got into metaphysics, I learned that sheep is representative of that higher consciousness, of that God self within us. And when we start to awaken and we hear a calling of some kind, we start responding. There's something within us that begins to stir. We might not quite understand it, because as Pat was speaking about new babies, sometimes as adults or teenagers or whenever it is that it stirs us, we're like little children. We don't quite understand it. But then what happens sometimes? We become afraid because our analytical mind takes over and tells us that it can't be. As an adult and as what is black and white and 2 + 2 = 4, this stirring within, it surely can't be, because I haven't gone through the steps that my home church told me you have to go through. And so sometimes we begin to pull back and let it go for a little bit. And then something else happens. And maybe it's a beautiful sunlit day. Or maybe it's a beautiful sunset. I know my dad used to say, "Oh, Connie, it's a blue, sky blue pink day. And it's going to be a sky blue pink evening," meaning that all the beautiful colors were there for a beautiful day. And as a child, I could accept that. And I would get excited because it's a sky blue pink day. It's a happy day. It's not a gray day. Well, sometimes when we listen to that stirring within and we look away from normal religion and we get into something called creative thinking, creative writing, creative art, creative music, when we do it in a different media, it's like all of a sudden we might get a little shocked at what comes out. Or maybe, I know Pat last week was talking about knitting and crocheting. Or maybe you get an idea of something you've normally done and you decide to try it. And it works so beautiful. You see, Jesus spoke of this. He spoke of this higher consciousness in a lot of ways. He was speaking of that I am. I am is with us even unto the ends of the earth. And even in times of trouble, even in times of disappointment. And some people go, "Oh, I don't want life to be a disappointment." Well, we're here for life. And life sometimes is a disappointment. And that disappointment, when we get tired of the disappointment vibration, is when we begin to have a little courage and look over our fear to something better. Shirley MacLaine wrote a book, Step Out on a Limb. Sometimes you just have to step out on a limb. Sometimes within our growth of spirituality, we have to let go of our fears. We have to let go of that inner self-doubt that we've been taught in many ways, that just maybe we're all right. Just maybe it's okay to let go of those self-doubts and begin to look out there and respond with nature and begin to look out there and feel the calling of the wind and feel what that calling of the sheep is leading you, where it's taking you, rather. I not once ever wanted to speak. Not once. And there's a theory that what we've come to do is the thing we're afraid of most. So it's very important that we learn to overcome our fears one at a time. Because as long as we're fearful, that's that ego in a negative sense holding us back from that higher consciousness. Holding us back like an anchor on a boat that won't allow the sails to catch the wind and take us where we would like to go. There's a motivational speaker, Edwin Gaines, that used to tell the funniest stories. She goes every year to face her fear in some ways. And I commend her for that. I'm not that brave yet. I really, truly am not. Well, maybe I don't have the kind of fear she has. But she was talking one day about going to South America to this healing group. And she went, and there were a group of maybe seven or eight, mostly men. But there was another lady there that was so thin and trim, she looked like a model. And when they got there through the dark of the night, they had gone down many dark roads, lanes, and walked. And she was a little afraid of the snakes, but she said she wasn't nearly as afraid as when she got to the building where the healing took place. And the healer there told her, "Who wants to be first?" And she raised her hand, and he said, "Okay, come up." And the first thing she was to do was to remove her clothing. And she said, "Oh, I can't. I can't." And he said, "Then I guess you don't want to be first. I don't guess you've come to experience what we experience here. Because no one looks at the physical body. It's going beyond and surrendering all of that negative aspect and feeling the cleansing that you have within when you begin to feel this healing that's supposed to generate getting rid of the blocks of fear." So she didn't know she was going to have to do that, but she decided to do that. Now, that's way to the extreme, I would say. However, whatever we're afraid of at the moment is normally that extreme to us. And maybe sometimes we need to look at where that fear came from and be able to let them go and to let them be a part of that negative ego that we don't need anymore. Maybe we need to let go of that negative ego that traps us like that anchor in that sailboat so that we can sail into that sky blue evening sky or in the morning or wherever it is that your imagination and your consciousness would like to take you to. We have a class on Wednesday evening, and it's about opening and awakening to your higher consciousness. And I have to say, I'm so proud of everyone who attends that class. I've seen people grow out of their fears. I've seen people grow into maybe not what they think is what they came for. but developing something within themselves that is creative, that's giving of themselves, that's giving of their higher nature, be it art, be it music, be it cooking, be it whatever. You see, when you start giving of something that you're able to do without the fear of rejection, that's when that spiritual essence says, thank you. You gave it away. And now we can come full circle and you're open to receive and receive more ideas. You see, it's just like prosperity or anything else. The more you give away, the more you receive. And the more you finally understand that that higher consciousness lives within your heart center, then you can begin to go, okay, I think I will try to love myself. You see, because we're taught that we're not to love ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean you love because you have diamond rings, or you love because you think you're more intelligent, or you love because you have the greatest children, or whatever it is that the ego will tell you that you should be up here for. But to love yourself because of that divine essence that God energy put into each one of us when we were born in the concept of who we are and what we are. And when we finally awaken that it's never out there, it's always inside. It's the wonderment of discovery that we as grandparents and great-grandparents so appreciate in our children. Because when we had our children, we were too busy just doing our daily chores of feeding them, cleansing them, and all of those things to really stop and see the wonderment. Can you imagine what God, how God energy responds when we as adults decide to be done with the negative and allow ourselves to know that we're worth who we are, and each and every one of us has something wonderful that only we have possession of that we can give to others, to the world, be it a smile. There's a saying, I can't remember how it goes. Be ever so humble, there's no place like home. But the greatest calling of home is the home that's calling you now in your heart center that you've been running from. That place, that essence that we're homesick for. Sometimes in the evening, on a beautiful sunset evening, when we seem to be so lonely and we don't know what for, it's that longing to open the door, to allow yourself to experience who you are, to allow yourself to be creative, to, if it's something you always wanted to do, do it. Try it. I bet you'll be amazed. We've got many people here. Summer does drumming. Malaika has started dancing. Joanne is playing before church. Many of you, every one of you, come in with a smile on your face and you give the gift of love that makes the energy here so wonderful. And more every day. Every one of you here has that ability that only you can give in your way. Only you. and little Jennifer here. And I know someone has written a song that we haven't heard yet. I'm not even supposed to know it. We'll hear it in a few Sundays. I hope I'm here. I want to hear it. But you see, it's celebrating. It's celebrating that essence that we all have within each other. And I want to tell you something. My very best friends are all here today. I went to Indiana and I saw my old best friends, and it's wonderful. But it's wonderful to come back to this chapel and meet my new best friends. And if you're new here today, you're my new best friend. And I know everyone here will accept you as their new best friend. And when we can live without fear and take just a little steps, that's when that awakening, that calling that we've kind of run from and been afraid to take the next step, that's when that energy will really flow from you. And it's the beginning of your spiritual journey. God bless you.
God bless you.